用简单的话给我们画出一个教会美丽的 So today, the church was to be luminary as the comfort of the church.
教会也必须要追求这个品质。
And the church was to pursue this oneness and unity.
我们都知道在圣经里面,
you know in the Bible,
这个合一啊, 不仅是神对地上众教会的一个要求,
that not only is it a requirement of God for the local community of churches in this world,
更是神工作这个宗旨的目标。
You also know that it is a goal of God's work.
在《以弗所书》里面，保罗也很清楚地给我们看见。这是圣经中的大话。他说要照出安排的日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面归于一。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of time, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven and things upon earth.
这说明神在这个所谓分裂的这个整个宇宙里面，
that in this entire universe,
神通过他的儿子耶稣基督做一个非常有用的工作。
That through his son, God wants to do an amazing work.
就是他要把这整个分裂的宇宙把它重新整合。
That God wants to use this divided universe, consolidating it together.
那么把它,
that in Christ Jesus, to sum it all up.
所以我们看见今天我们所在这个宇宙实在是一个分裂的宇宙。
You know that in this universe that we live in is a very, disparate one.
但是有一天它要在基督里面要被整合而成为一个。
But one day in the Lord Jesus is to sum it all up.
不仅这样，更是要在基督里面有这样合一。弟兄已经把这个重要的圣经节给出来，他告诉我们这个。 腓立比书二章十五节所说的那个发光体。You
mentioned about what was in the middle of the 2:15 that
luminary.那个圣经里面新约圣经主题只出现过两次。That
in the New Testament only occurred twice.
另外一次呢，就是在使徒第二十一章。And
the second occurrence is in Revelation chapter
21.我们知道在启示录二十一章这里告诉我们。 有一天，教会将在基督里啊，要被整合，要成为一。
That the church through Christ will be summed up as one.
或者我们把这些圣经节也读一读，好不好？请弟兄姊妹打开启示录第二十一章，
Revelation
第十节。 我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我，城中有神的荣耀，神的光辉，这里的光辉指那个发光体，如同极宝贵的极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of the presence of God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance, this one brilliance that is stained with the luminary, was at a very costly stone, as the stone of beautiful character.
23节，那城内又不用日月光照，也有神的荣耀光照，也有高摇为神的灯。 列国要在神的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那神。
And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God is illuminated, and its lamp is the lamp. And the nation shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory to it.
这个新耶路撒冷，也就是历史以来所有的圣徒在基督里能够完全达到合一而产生出来的。
It's the unity of all the things through the centuries, the unity that formed together in Christ.
它成了一个合一的一个大的发光体。
It's a united luminary altogether.
这是神启示给使徒约翰。
This is what God reveals to the Apostle John.
那么这个呢，跟保罗在这个腓立比书二章十五节所说的。
This is the same with the one Philippians chapter 2 verse 15.
啊，是用的同一个字。
The same word.
当然，腓立比书二章十五节呢，指的今天地上的教会。
So passage in Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 talks about the local church in Europe today.
说今天地上的教会应该是一个发光体。
The local church today ought to be a luminary.
如同将来在永世里面的这个出现的时候，这个发光体一样。
That in the eternal to come, that luminary is the thing.
弟兄姊妹们。啊，在启示录所讲到，那个是永世的光景。
This passage in Revelation says about the eternal glory.
那是一个完全的。
It is complete.
那是一个丰满的。
It is full.
啊，那么在时间中的呢
？Definitely in time.
可能是局部的，但是是一个见证。
It is a limited one by the testimony.
就今天我们在地上
，Today we are on earth.
乃是为着耶稣基督的生命做见证。
It is because of the testimony of Christ's life that we are here.
这个生命的道要从教会里面把它显明出来。
The word of life is to be brought forth to the church.
什么时候生命的道能从教会里面显明出来，那就是见证。
When the word of life to the church is able to be brought forth, that is testimony.
因此，那个将来呢是一发光的。
And in the future, it will surely be lighted up.
但是今天我们的地上就要叫它发光。
But today, we are on this earth. We want it to.Luminary,
这个是能够叫你的心得到满足的。
And the God's heart may be satisfied.
并且呢，这个将来在主的跟前会得到主的一个奖赏。
And in the future before the Lord, there will be a reward.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道神的心，他是要得出一个团体的见证。
We know that God's heart wants to obtain a corporate testimony.
神不以得到个人为满足。
God is not satisfied with the individual.
但是很可惜啊。
But difficulty.
当我们在读教会历史的时候
，When we study church history,
大多数的时候，我们都好像注意那个个人的见证。
More than not, we only see the personal testimony.
从头一个世纪开始
，From the first century onwards,
我们甚至在看见有一班信徒，他们实在是爱主。
You see.A group of us who really love the Lord.
从他们个人的身上实在看见主的荣光。
From their individual lives, you can see the glory of God.
那么他们在地上的日子实在是忠心的跟随。
They were faithful all their days for the Lord.
他们有许多美好的见证。
They had glorious testimony.
啊，如果在以后的历史里面也是一样。
In subsequent history, was likewise.
我们也记得教会里头很多的大人物。
There are many great heroes in the church history.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他们实在是在那些黑暗的时代里面为主做了美好的。
In the time of darkness, you were able to shine forth a testimony.
但是我们要知道，主不以这个个人的见证为满。
We realize that God does is not just satisfied individual testimony.
主要得到一个团体的见证。
God wants a corporate testimony.
个人的见证固然是十分的宝贵。
It's very precious individual testimony.
但是身体合一的见证是一个更高品质的东西。
But the corporate testimony is of higher quality.
那个比个人的见证要来得更宝贵。
It's even more precious than the individual testimony.
所以我们深信一件事情。
So we believe this one thing.
在教会历史中，
隐藏的是
有许多隐藏的一些弟兄姊妹。
There are many hidden brothers and sisters.
虽然我们不太知道吧。
Although we do not know who they are.
即使在今天的地上也是一样。
Even today, likewise.
很多团体可能我们都不太知道。
Many groups probably we do not know.
但是在隐藏之处，他们在那里能够有合一的见证。
But hidden from us, they have a corporate.
他们活出了基督身体的实际。
They live out the reality of Christ's life.
就是那么这些在主的眼中是看得更宝贵。
From the Lord's eyes, it's even more precious.
啊，所以我想我们不要光是常常就讲到这个那种很多的属灵的伟人。
So probably to be just mentioned all these spiritual heroes.
是的，他们可以给我们很多属灵的帮助。
Yes, they can come up with it.
但是就是那个神的心更宝贵的 是得过那个教会团体的建立。
But what more precious the Lord tried is to obtain the corporate testimony.
马太福音第16章有一句很宝贵的话。
In Matthew 16, the precious word.
他说：“我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。”
I'll build my church upon this rock.
然后下面他说的，阴间的门不能胜过他。
And the gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
我们都知道这个阴间的门不能胜过他，是指教会说的。
We know that, that this refers to the church, that the gates of Hades shall not prevail over it.
这就告诉我们，一个圣徒，无论你是个人有多刚强。
We know that an individual, no matter how strong you are,
也没有办法靠一个人能够抵挡仇敌的权。
You cannot rely on oneself to overcome the devil.
但是神把权柄赐给教会。
But God gave the authority to the church.
在身体的原则里面的时候。
That in the principle of the body,
仇敌就不能胜过。
Then Satan cannot overcome.
所以今天整个教会的生活是我们基督徒最主要的保护。
So it's a protection, this corporate life.
我们刚刚讲说，耶稣就是我们的避难所。
We see that the Lord Jesus is our refuge.
是没有错的。
Indeed, it's correct.
但是今天呢，总是要用他的身体来保护我们的。
And the Lord wants to use his body to protect us.
所以一个基督徒是离开了教会的生活。
A Christian was to leave corporate body life.
我们晓得，落单的时候，他很容易被攻击。
Then he will be easily attacked by the evil one.
所以我们不要以为说啊，现在我有很多圣经的知识，我很刚强。
We mustn't just think that, oh, now I'm very strong.
我不需要教会。你无论你个人多刚强，
No matter how strong you are individually,
你没有办法和仇敌的权势相抗。
You cannot fight against the wiles and forces of the darkness.
是不是我最年轻的会这样讲？
I tell them.
你有一个头脑很聪明，你知道，very intelligent, right？但是你知道这个仇敌有几个头啊？
Do you know how many heads that Satan has？启示录告诉我们，一个兽出来都是七头十脚。That the beast may come from seven heads and ten horns.
古老的这个魔鬼，this old devil，
他真是老奸巨猾的，也多他已经过了这么多几千年了，是吧？也多你说不定到成，你怎么能跟他对抗呢？好，明白一件事情，感谢，感谢我们告诉我们说。
只要我们在教会的原则上面，只要我们这个不能胜过，所以特别鼓励青年的弟兄姊妹，从现在年轻的时候，你要好好的聚会，不要离开教会的生活，千万不要离开教会的生活。我实在感谢主保守我。
从年轻时候，主就让我知道聚会的宝贵。我常常讲，我今天所以还能够活在主的跟前，The reason why I can live before the Lord today
是我自己有什么了不起，教会现在我很大的保护。The church
is my great protection.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要追求一个美好的教会生活。
We must pursue the beautiful.
当然，如果教会能够显出那个合适的实际的时候，这个教会的品质那就是非常的高。
If the church can activate for this life, then the high quality, this testimony,
将来很宝贵。
Then it's more precious than the future.
今天我们的希望能活出这个宝贵。
So we hope that today we can actually form this presence.
我们看见那座新耶路撒冷圣城。
We see this new Jerusalem city.
它用宝石所建造起来。我们每一个基督徒在主的眼中看都是宝石。
Every Christian is a precious stone.
所以我们今天弟兄姊妹们就应该活出那个尊贵的生活。
We must live that normal life.
我们要和别的弟兄姊妹们能够紧紧地联系在一起。
So we can unite together with brothers and sisters.
所以在 主的心意里面
In the Lord's heart
主要得着的是一个团体
You know, what's the thing proper body
是今天的关于团体在地上为什么主做的见证非常重要
So the proper body testimony on earth is very important
所以今天也很难一个聚会呀、啊、到底这个聚会重不重要
So we need to measure a meeting but that's important
你不是看他人数有多少的
You do not see whether the numbers are many.
人家不是看他今天有多少的活动。
You do not see that how many activities in the meeting.
你也不是看他今天有什么好的教训。
And you do not see good teaching alone.
就是那人今天一个好的教会，他的向着主的见证去。
A good church to not good testimony for the Lord.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is most important.
今天呢，我们发觉在地上的教会嘛，有一个非常不正常的现象。
There is a abnormal behavior in a lot of local churches in the world.
就是呢，地上人只注重工作
，a lot of emphasis is just on work，
不看重见证
，not so much of emphasis on
见证。但是呢，这个本来是一个很矛盾的一件事情。
This is a very peculiar thing.
弟兄姊妹们
，paradoxical.
我深深的有个感觉。
I have a deep.
如果我们里面有真正的有启示
，if we really have vision，
我们真正的有意向
，if we really have vision，
啊，工作与见证是合一的
，work and testimony are one。
什么时候失去了里面的那个意向
？If we lose that vision，
就是我们见证与工作是分开了
，then testimony and work will be separated。
啊，本来呢，在这个主的这个启示底下呢
，in other God's revelation。
见证是应该支配工作的
testimony to accompany complement work
那么工作呢是为了见证
work is for testimony
弟兄姊妹这是很重要的一件事情
this is a very important thing
今天呢我们在这个地上看见教会一些很奇特的现象
you see peculiar things happening in the church
有的工作非常的庞大
there are some work that is so massive
但是呢他们跟神所要的教会的见证的原则没有什么大的关系
but there is no relationship to testimony
所以今天我们在主面前必须要明白这件事情
we must really understand this before the Lord
主今天所以把我们摆在一起
the Lord because the reason why we come together
让我们在这里一同过教会生活
that we live proper life together
教会的生活那是为了基督的见证
the reason for proper life is for Testament.
我们必须牢记在心的。
你们，你们要这些。
因为你们神要借着教会作为基督见证的器皿。
That God through the church wants to be a vessel for testimony for the Lord.
我相信这个是主多年来啊，在我们中间一直传递的一个信息。
This is in the last many years something that we preach.Constantly.
我们有很多年长的弟兄们、弟兄姊妹对这个是很清楚的。
Many elderly brothers are clear on this matter.
我们也希望青年的弟兄姊妹对这件事情也很清楚。
比如说，我们相关的人就是 clear on this matter.
因为如果你对这件事情清楚，
可是你 clear on this matter，
你就不会做一些错误的选
择。Then you will not make wrong decisions.
我感谢主，弟兄姊妹们，我年轻的时候啊，很年轻的时候，主给我这方面的恩典。
I'm thankful to the Lord that I was young God gave me this faith.
我二十几岁的时候很清楚主建立教会这个目的是什么。
When I was 21 years old, I was very clear what was God's reason for building the church.
我告诉恩典可以这样说，直到今天这个目标还很清楚。
Up to today, I'm very clear what is God is.
我从信主到现在也40多年。
I've been a believer 40 years.
也经过很多的风浪，经过很多的变化。
I've gone through many changes and ways.
但是呢，这个目标呢是在眼前。
Objective is very clear to me.
我也觉得因着这个目标很保守。
Because of this objective, I'm protected.
我不会随便跟这个人打架。
I'm not going to be going this way, going that.
就是我曾经碰见过一些非常有恩赐的人。
I met some people who are very gifted, some
people
who are very
good.
They also love me.
但是就是我能接受他们的恩赐。
I can receive their gifts.
但是我们没办法跟着他们一起去。
But I cannot go on with them.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我知道那个主的目标
何来？
教会是要做基督的见证。
Because I know the church is to have Christ as the
Messiah. 这是很重要的。
This is very important.
如果你把这个能够牢牢地抓住的话
，We can grab hold of this firmly.
那 地上不管外面千万地主就是的，不会说错。
No matter what happens on the outside, all the government will not be affected.
啊，容许我对青年弟兄姊妹们啊做一点的劝勉。
Allow me to admonish them, my younger brethren. As an analogy,
我们礼拜六要回新加坡了，对吧？
On Saturday, we are going back to Singapore.
新加坡呢是应该怎么样？应该往南走啊？我没讲错吧？
对啊。Singapore goes south, right? Isn't it?
对不对？是应该往南走。
Isn't it south?
没错啊。那么好，到了礼拜六。
The come Saturday.
我们这里啊有两部车的。
There are two vehicles here.
那么一个车子呢？这个方向是向南的。
One vehicle, the direction is to the south.
那么这个是往新加坡去。
It's to Singapore.
另外一个车是向北的。
Another direction to the north.
这个向北的车子呢，向吉隆坡去。
This other vehicle to the north is towards Kuala Lumpur.
当然，我想，如果你想回家，心里迫切回家的话
，You are anxious to return home.
你一是要上那个向南边的车子去。
You want to go to the bus, then go to the south.
但是你一看到这两个车子啊，这个向北的车子比较漂亮。
But you look at the bus that goes to the north, it's more beautiful.
很新式的。
Oh, more modern.
里面有冷气。
It's air conditioned.
还有冰箱。
And I thought it's very beautiful.
还有电影可以看，
来看这 movie 吧，是吧？
开车的人呢，也是非常的这个温和。
The bus driver is also very nice.
非常的友善
，very kind.
然后你看一看，这个有的车子要向新加坡去。
And you see that some cars going towards Singapore.
你看，哇，这老车破车。
This car, this vehicle is so bad.
又没有冷气
，no aircon.
这个里面你。什么设备都很陈旧
，They are all the facilities that are old。
好像这个开车的人也不大友善。
That the bus driver is also not good。
那今天就是有问你选择哪一部车哦
？You which bus do you choose？
你要选哪一部车啊
？Which bus do you choose？
向南向北啊
？Go south or north？
当然向南了，对不对
？Of course go south, right？
因为什么？因为这一部车虽然不大好，但是会达到目的的。
Although this bus is not so good, it will go to the destination.
那一部车虽然很好呢，你上去的话，那就离家越来越远。
You go to the other bus to go in the opposite direction.
当然，弟兄姊妹们，我知道新加坡的教会不是旧车。
哎，对，不要话说 old buses。
也不是破车。
我说破车。
而且我们的那些不是的弟兄姊妹，个个都很友善的。
All those who come to God are kind.
不过呢，我只是做个比喻，就是
my thinking of faith.
因为这是我年轻时候受主恩典无畏的选择。
When I was young, my Lord's faith, I have a choice.
的确，今天我们在教会的生活中遇见很多的困难。
There is a common life and common many difficulties.
但是因为呢，我们人一般的弟兄姊妹，他是愿意向着目标去。
But because we have a good friend who are我说这个 destination，
虽然有的时候我们有点难处，但是呢，我们还是要在一起。
Although we have some difficulties, but we must be together。
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，我们对于主的见证的这个认识
，our understanding of testimony，
这个会决定我们今天所有的教会的侍奉上的一个选择。
It will determine how we choose to regard to serving the Lord。
所以我们今天应当。非常的清楚，我们是要主的见证。
We must be very clear that we desire and want the Lord's testimony.
我们不在乎那外面的
东西。We do not so care so much about external world.
今天这个时代已经改变了。
Times have changed in this world.
在特别在基督教中出现了很多好像很有才干的人。
In Christianity, there are many talented people.
他们运用世界的方法。
They use all kinds of worldly
methods. 在做上看起来非常的成功。
In terms of work, they are very successful.
但是弟兄姊妹，对于那些真正认识主心意的人来讲
，But those who really know God's heart，
那的根本就没有吸引力。
Those things that have no attraction。
所以我很喜欢的这个，我常常提啊，这个 Miss Barber 写的这种诗歌对我实在很大帮助。
I will mention a hymn by Miss Barber。
他说我根据主要塞耳哑口闭眼。
So we follow the Lord. We have closed our eyes, shut our ears, and
我觉得圣经给我们的这个启示光已经够明亮。
What the Lord brought up in Scripture is already enough light.
或是有的时候你不赶紧就知道了，知道了就知道了，就这样。
I'm glad you cannot help but know.
我根本不想管那个事。
I do not put it in my heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要不然我们要专心的为着主见证光景。
We must focus on the Lord's testimony and move forward.
我们要求在这方面神也许我们。
That the Lord be merciful to us.
有姊妹们，我们要看见在神的意象中间工作与见证应该是完全合一的。
We must see that God's vision, work and testimony are together.
我们不是不做工。
It's not that we don't work.
但是我们做工是为着主的见证。
But we work because for the Lord's testimony.
我们的工作是受见证的支配。
That our work is controlled by testimony.
所以我们只能按照神的原则往前。
That we can also according to God's principle.
我们无法用这些世界的这些东西在里面。
That we cannot use all these worldly things.
弟兄姊妹，在旧约圣经里面，其实你可以找出一些的例子来看。
We can find out examples from the testimony.
比如说在历代志下里面。
In Second Chronicles.
那记载的就是先知以赛亚他所在的那个年代。
There was a time of the prophet Isaiah.
那么那个时候有一个王叫乌西亚。
There was a king that had a name of Uzziah.
如果把乌西亚王的那个故事读一读的话
，Read the story and account of King Uzziah.
在他面前好像看起来是一个大复兴一样。
In his time, it's like a big revival.
啊，你们告诉我说，他当时他们那个版图啊，差不多恢复到所罗门王时代的那个版图，那不得了的一个成就。
He accomplished so much that time that he did.The land in which he governed was huge, like King Solomon.
而且他很会做农事，做这个农业的事情。
He was great in agriculture.
所以这个是国家里看起来也很丰富。
And the land was prosperous then.
那么那个时候呢，我看见他的军队也是很多。
His army was also hot.
他是做了很多的城堡。
He also built temples.
那么圣经记载说，他的名声呢传到远方去。
His reputation was far spread abroad.
并且呢，圣经说他得过了一个特别帮助。
He obtained a great help.
圣经没有记载他有什么特别帮助。
The Lord, the Bible does not record.
好像就是一个神秘的力量在他身上。
Like a mysterious strength of him.
哇，那时候年轻的这个以赛亚。
And the time that young Isaiah.
就是把这个乌西亚王当作的偶像。
That Isaiah treated Uzziah like an idol.
太高兴了。
So what? So happy.
因此呢，如果乌西亚生在今天的话
，King Uzziah lives today.
我们弄出好几个大的那个事情出来。
You probably hear a lot of that nonsense.
这个人实在大有才干。
It's very very good.
这个年轻的一代啊，
佩服的要命。This young Isaiah admired King Uzziah.
你晓得那乌西亚王呢？那个。没有过多久之后呢，他因为心高气傲。
Not only that, after a while, when Uzziah was proud and upset,
我不相信讲这个故事了。
I do not see it in detail.
结果他找大哈工，
哎呀，他不信，
他后来死掉。
And then died.
那么以赛亚书第六章告诉我
，Isaiah chapter 6 tells us,
当乌西亚王疯的那一年
，the year that King Uzziah died,
以赛亚得了大的启示。
Isaiah obtained a great vision.
就进到圣殿里面去。
He went into the temple.
他那个时候已经说：“哎呀，这么大的一个英雄人物啊，那么后来怎么后来倒下去了？”
因为你那么 great hero, how come suddenly he just died?
但是在圣殿里面，他亲眼看见主的荣耀。
But in the temple, he personally saw the glory of God.
我们晓得从那天开始起，以赛亚整个一生都改变。
But we know that from that day onwards, the whole life of Isaiah changed.
就好像保罗在大马士革路上遇见主一样。
It's like the Lord meeting the Lord and the Lord is connected.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在需要祷告。
He indeed needs prayer.
求主遇见我们。
That the Lord may meet us.
如果我们在你里面向你显现
，The Lord may use himself to you.
弟兄姊妹，地上这些东西呢，就不会在你的眼里。
That all these things of this world will no longer
be important to you. 不是向我们骄傲。
Not to be proud.
弟兄姊妹们，那就是我们里面。能够有一个更确定的标杆，可以根据主往前走。
That God will cause our insight to have a surer goal with me, towards which we that all life is a way
We
have to be diligent today to maintain the unity of We shouldn't go and follow of all these different habits.
我们知道你今天带领我们要为这种做见证。We
know the Lord bring us to our protection from
you. 有一些过去传统的一些事物，这些东西呢，这些东西是不符合主心意的。There
are some traditions that are not according to God's
heart. 尽量不要吃。我们希望你给他们有他其他吃手的一些东西。There
are some people who still maintain those traditions.
那我们可以不要他们的那些传统东西。Yes,
we do not need all these traditions.
那我们选择爱主的基础。But
we want to love all the brothers and sisters.
我觉得这个是今天我们在这个所谓基督身体合一见证上面啊，我们需要你的一个认识。
We need to recognize and understand this corporate testimony.
但是这个需要你分辨。Or
keep differentiating.
我们接受所有的弟兄和姊妹。
We receive all brothers and sisters.
所以这个呢，可以促进这个身体所谓的这个合一的。
This can keep maintaining this unity of the body.
当然，我们知道这个方面就是有相当的不容易的一些点。所以难怪彬彬信徒告诉我们，这个竭力保卫所对得起的，要积极的、热切、坚定的去做这件事。So
Benjamin and Apostle Paul is more diligent to maintain this unity.
我或者我跟你们讲一点这个我个人的经历。我记得我刚出来侍奉的时候，
那个关心我是在什么？
我在台北。
好，我们
旁边有一个台
北的，叫陆，
就是请我。
我请你买个衣服，你在我这儿，
他不是的，因为我的第一，我是第二个是要我
带来的。The organizer said every second birthday they ask me to share.
有一个早晨我去的时候啊，
刚刚你们老在，
正好碰见他们准备的圣餐。
I met their holy communion.
因为我从前的习惯了，我们的习惯就是一个杯一个饼，对不对
？You know what we are used to is one cup and one bread. Hello.
那天早晨呢，我就一遍一遍做完。
That day I was a bit difficult in my heart.
我人已经到那里
了。My first thing was a bit there.
我这样子要活着。
Should I bring the bread?
不合法。
My first question is that how they break bread is not legal.
不合圣经这种。这个不能做。
叫他。
但是呢，如果他传给了我不拿，这个对那些基督徒们很为难。
If they pass the bread to me and I don't take it, then it's very difficult for the brothers and sisters.
真的是非常非常的为难。
Then you have a lot of green cups.
这个饼呢，也不是我们做的，是饼干。
For the bread we have not like our kind of bread, but biscuit.
所以我在那里我就只
好祷告了。
So I prayed to God,
so I prayed
to God. So now what do I do? I stand there, I
pray to God. You know what feeling I had
that day? 突然间在我里面给我一个提醒。
The Lord suddenly reminded me,
今天就看见这些。
All the whom that you see to be are your brothers and sisters.
都是神的儿女。
All God's children.
你应该爱他
们。You must love them.
不应该得到别的
事。You cannot have different, different from the
是的，他们的真理光上面。
In terms of your life,
有缺陷。
In terms of your understanding, 不
要让外界来影响我们。
They do not really understand the meaning of making bread.
但是呢，不应该你的这些气。
You cannot because of these things reject them.
我就说不是说我要改变我自己所以的做法。
It's not that I want to change my way.
这个念一进来啊，
我就心里
哇，我整个人被你害。